Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
And that tune was the iconic Rest in Peace Aretha Franklin, you know, a do right woman and a do right man. And tonight, you know, me and Chris, we're going to talk to our special guest, Melinda Kelly. Mm-hmm. She was on before, but because we have switched from 2 hours to 1 hours to a half hours, sometimes we just get those guests that got a story to tell and we can't get it all out. So this is going to be a part two. But before I announce my special guest, I want to welcome my co-host, Chris. How you doing, darling?
Hello. Happy Good Friday to you. Happy Good Friday to you.
Yeah. Happy Good Friday. All right now. And that's what that is tonight. And come Sunday, the little children will be out there waiting for Peter Rabbit Cottontail to put some candy in their baskets. And the Christians are waiting for Resurrection Sunday. So without further ado, this phenomenal woman, Melinda Curry, she will help you move past your hurt and become a better you. And because this is a part two, we're going to kind of switch it up a little bit. And I want to ask her first, if you're in an abusive relationship or a relationship that's not healthy, sometimes abuse could be physical, emotional, you know, or abandonment, you know. So how do someone who has been kicked in the teeth, you know, and can't find their way up and don't have a support system like family or friends, how do they bounce back?
Well, it is lovely to be here again, and I'm thrilled, honored, and delighted to be here. And I will say we certainly are not going to start out with anything fluffy, are we?
No, we're not. Jump right in. Hey!
And I believe this is such an important topic for us to discuss because it never happens in a vacuum. And
that's true.
For us, we may know someone is having difficulties, but we don't know how to approach it or to deal with it. And that, I feel, is one of the hardest things in the world because we'd love to make everyone's life perfect. And when someone is going through this, we don't know, I like to say, what the baggage is. It's, you know, an easy term we all get. We don't know where they come from. We don't know what they were told as little children. And be it a man or a woman, someone could have told them their entire life that they're not very good or they're not worth very much, or the messaging they received is that they did not have value. And
exactly.
And that is such a tragedy, but we need to understand that because they're wounded, they don't understand there's something better out there. And I don't know if this is fitting or not. I read a book that I thought I really enjoyed because it was about this. And the perspective of it is that people don't realize they co-bully themselves. Because when you take the message and then beat yourself back up with it, you don't know that you're keeping yourself trapped. And the other
part
of it is, we all say, go get a healthy relationship. But if you
haven't
seen one or been part of one,
exactly.
And then you think about Hollywood. Oh, he called me 100 times today. Well, most people call that stalking or owning you or things like that. Or he gets so angry when I'm a little bit late. Well, that's a little possessive. And these things well, and aren't we fortunate to have that insight? But we've also maybe seen a few things more than some younger women. And even there are older women who have to make or believe they have to make a deal with the devil in order to go forward. And collectively, I wish we could all hold them and let them know we're here to support them.
Exactly.
And I don't know, so much of it has to come from inside, but I know something that I have always said is when someone explains something to me and it doesn't sound good, and it could be a job.
Right.
They've offered me this great job. I'm going to work 8 until 6. I have 30 minutes for lunch.
Right.
I may have to work weekends. The pay is going to be about the same of what I'm doing now. But they tell me, and what I've learned is I will say, you know, I'm listening to what you're telling me about this job. Would you want me to take that job? And they may go, oh, no. And I'll say, well, why is that a good job for you? Sometimes,
right.
Sometimes we'll accept things we wouldn't dare want our friends to take. And sometimes we need to think that we need to love ourselves as much as we love our friends.
Absolutely. But on that note, Melinda, I'm going to say real quick for the listening audience, Melinda and Chris know that I'm moving to California, and right now my home is not ready, so I'm in a hotel until the first week of May. But so if you hear any ambulances or trucks, whatever, it's because I'm on location. But before I let Chris ask his question, I want to acknowledge that Chris has been doing a great job filling in, and he's going to be filling in a whole lot, you know, because, you know, moving is not an easy thing. I'm just going to say that, and I'm feeling like pulling my hair out. You know, I'm so stressed out the different things I got on my plate, but I appreciate Chris for doing that. And on that note, I'm kicking it over to Chris so he can ask this question.
All right. Well, thanks, Terry, for that acknowledgement. Melinda, my question is, in your line of work, how do you deal with stressful days? I mean, what do you do to unwind?
Good question.
Oh, that's an excellent question. And I still have stressful days, but I've also learned to laugh a lot more, because as trite and cliche as it is, any day you're on this side of the green lawn, you're doing good. And,
amen.
And having dealt with, you know, I'm at an age where I've lost both parents. I recently lost my sister.
Sorry to hear that, Melinda.
We're not supposed to lose them. We're supposed to be old and cranky together and raising hell. And had another family member with a serious health issue. And you start to go, what really is important? And it helps you go, okay, they were rude to me in traffic, and I didn't like it. But you know what? Good luck. I'm still getting where I need to be. There are things in work where you just go, I'm going to give it my all, and I'm hoping to get it done as well as possible. But that also is a little bit about something that I've been working on within my own self, which I sort of touch on in my book, about our being full adult participants in every relationship. And by that I mean, if you come to me and say, I need this done by tomorrow morning, and I know I can't do it, or I can do it if I work all night, for me to say, well, you know, you're asking a lot, I can probably get half of it done by tomorrow morning, or what are our other options, or can we break this down? But instead of automatically saying, oh, yes, I can do that, that we need to care enough about ourselves that we can go in and say, you know, because what we all know, whenever you rush, there's some mistake that happens.
Yeah.
And given a little extra time, we might come up with the best idea that no one thought of. And
exactly.
So that is something I have really worked on so that I do lower my stress in terms of actual, when I think I'm just going to, I don't know, not say something nice. I love going out in the garden. I love just sitting there and disconnecting from all this foolishness and going and looking at the flowers and seeing what's coming in or what's surprising me. And I'm getting back to where I'm taking my walks, but I used to love just sailing out the door and taking a walk and let everything else fall behind me.
Yeah.
Sound like a good plan. Chris, how do you deal with your stress?
Huh?
How do you deal with your stress?
Oh, how do I deal with my stress? Oh, I meditate. I meditate a lot, and I like Melinda, I go for walks, and I pay attention to the grass and the trees and stuff, and I watch the birds.
I heard it called years ago walking meditation.
Yeah.
And there's something lovely about just immersing yourself into what's literally around you. So I'm in good company if I'm doing what you're doing.
That's right. That's right. Well, we realize different things that shows us that we're in a dysfunctional relationship, and we learned how you distress and how Chris distress. Tell our listeners, like I said, who really don't think they have anyone who care about their circumstances, what could they do to change their life around, to be their first step towards escaping something so unhealthy? Because you always teach people how to move past their pain. How do you tell them to move past and get up that courage to make that first step?
A lot of times I feel it's realizing your own worth and that you do have value. And it might be from in your job, somebody compliments you and believing it and taking it in. It might be as you start to do things that fulfill you. Sometimes it's realizing that that wasn't nice. And nobody starts out in... I honestly don't believe anyone chooses a poor relationship. I believe that we fall into someone and they make our heart quicken and we see all their potential. And we know we're not perfect, but we truly believe that together we're going to be a power team and we're going to build this incredible life together. And we get so invested in our dreams, we don't see what's really going on in front of us. And sometimes the changes are quick. And that in some ways might be easier because you go, wait, what happened to Mr. Charming or Miss, I can't live without you, that now is not so nice. But when it's very slow and leisurely, it becomes very difficult because whether you have children or not, you're literally leaving half of your life.
That's true. Well, you know something, Melinda? I found out by being in long-term relationships that sometimes one of the greatest things to have longevity is not so much just listening. It's also the delivery when you communicate. You know, when you talk to a person and you talk with softness, because a lot of times, if you come at a person and you high octane, they immediately get defensive. They could be having flashbacks of what they used to have been dealing with. But sometimes, you know, when you're a good listener, sometimes you got to moderate the tone that you try to communicate so that a person don't feel defensive out the gate, you know. And it may be sometimes you could slide some stuff in that they might receive down the road.
And you don't want to become an accidental bully to them as well. You know,
exactly.
When you sit there and go, you just need to, you know, pick up and move. Well, are you going to let me move into your house? Are you willing to be okay with someone showing up in the middle of the night yelling?
Exactly.
Are you willing to help me? You know, are you willing to pay for my bills while I'm dealing with this? It's very easy to sit there and look at someone and go, well, you just need to do this.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But
well,
you don't
Chris,
know. Oh, please go on.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was going to let Chris ask his question from you. because Chris might have a different perspective because we're two females talking. Now, by him being a guy, you know, he might be looking at things a different way. And because he himself is in a long-term relationship, he might be able to give our listeners some kind of help, how to get through the pain. I want some feedback from his perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, as a guy, I mean, I agree that a lot of guys, you know, a lot of guys are douchebags. You know, I'm not going to defend my own sex with that. But I also would say that a lot of women do it too. A lot of, you know, out of reaction, you know, I'm not saying women shouldn't defend themselves. I'm just saying that women sometimes they start the aggression. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to say that it's both sides, huh?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, there's a bunch of aggressive females starting stuff and nagging, and there's some douchebag guys, so you're absolutely right. But from a male perspective, how do you tell our listeners what should we do to get past the pain, to have longevity in the relationship?
It depends on what it is. I mean, If someone's just having a bad day, that's one thing. But if they're being abusive, you know, a lot of times it ain't gonna change until you can get out, and you want to get out before it's too late, before you're dead.
Exactly. Well, you're right about that. Well, Melinda, you're the person, you know, who knows more about this than me and Chris. What do you say? Because you make a good point.
I was gonna say. And thank you for that compliment, but I have friends that have gone through this, and I respect what they've had to do in order to unentangle their life. In my volunteer work, we have addressed this. It's really easy to say, oh, go do this, or you should go get therapy, but not everybody is able to do that, and the idea in order to empower yourself, maybe you need to talk with your priest, your minister, your rabbi. Maybe you need to look at a group or a hospital that has a group, or look around. There are a lot of resources in every city. And even if it's calling and you may not think that you qualify as a battered woman, but if you don't feel you're getting properly respected or treating your best, maybe call a hotline and they can direct you. And maybe it'll help you look at yourself and go, okay, well, maybe I'm plugging his buttons as much as he's plugging mine. Maybe we're not being good to each other. Maybe we're not being healthy. And it's so easy to say, oh, go get therapy, go get counseling. But you also need to appreciate there are a lot of people that we keep our business private.
Exactly.
And you need to respect that and to give people some, if it's books, if it's something, if it's an ear to listen to, if it's finding other people for them to maybe talk, or if you know someone who has been in a situation and has been able to place their life in a healthier construct, if they can talk. There are a lot of ways we can help other than just pointing the finger and say, make it better.
Yeah, well, Melinda, you're absolutely right. I've been in a bad relationship before. And anybody out there listening, you know, I can tell you how to get past it. You know,
you're the one to call myself. I apologize, but you're truly the one that could share great insight because you can speak to the strength it takes that many people don't realize they have, but it's within each and every one of us.
Yeah, well,
I invite anyone who needs someone to talk to, call sister. But before we run out of time, Melinda, could you tell everyone the name of your current book, what you're doing, and how they can reach you? Because we've got like 5 minutes on the clock. Time seems like it's flying real fast.
Well, it's because I've got fabulous company to be talking with.
Thank you.
And we've certainly had an adventure with all of this, too. My book is Finding Your Coach, Diving Deep Within. And it's a three-part look at the traits and tendencies that we don't realize we do that might be holding us back, and the way we process information and learn and take it in. And then a discussion on the difference between success and happiness and knowing which one we want and if it's possible for us to have both. And it's available on Amazon in both paperback and Kindle. And I'm on social media and would love for you to follow or send me notes. You can reach me at hello@melindajkelly.com. And I think that's all at the moment. There's some things coming up. I'm in some compilations and have some other works, but they're not yet ready to discuss.
But you know, Melinda, when that time comes, this is always going to be home. Any of our guests who've been on the show, they're more than welcome to come back and update us and let everybody know what's going on with them. So we got like 3 minutes. Chris, is there something you'd like to say to our guests?
Like Terry said, feel free to come back, and even if Terry can't host that show, I would be more than happy to interview you, because I find you, I don't know much about you, but I find you to be very interesting and very insightful.
Oh, well, thank you so very much for the compliment, the praise, and the invitation. And I will look forward to that.
Yeah. Yes. So everybody out there on this Friday, this is a good Friday. The Easter Bunny will be out putting out candy eggs and chocolate this weekend. So, take your kids out and have some fun with the family. And for all you Christians, go ahead, Melinda.
Well, and something I thought about today earlier and put out was, our families are made in our hearts. And this time of year, I know a lot of people make an effort. I'm very honored. I'm going to go to a Passover Seder tomorrow. And that tradition of opening your door to others. And then on Sunday, the idea of making sure everyone has a place to go and or joining me for services. And it's a very lovely thing we do on occasion, but it's something it would be lovely if we kept in our hearts a little more than just a few times a year. I think that would be honoring the message we've been offered.
Yeah, and embrace someone else this weekend. Say hi. We walk past people and we see them and we don't even want to make eye contact. Mm-hmm. Look at a person in the eye. Say, hey, how you doing? You ain't got to know them personally. That could be your new best friend. So, go out there and act show some love.
And never fail to compliment a woman's hat.
Hey, those church bonnets, baby. Oh, it's been lovely having you here, Melinda. I appreciate you. And like Chris said and I've said, this is home. You don't have to worry about coming back. Just let us know if you want to come back, and we'll figure it out. Either Chris or I will host the show.
Well, thank you so very much. I look forward to another lovely period of time spent with you solving world peace and all the other delightful things that are out there.
Amen. Chris, anything you'd like to say before we get up out of here?
Just happy Easter, happy Passover, and be safe.
All right. Well. And on that note, we take it at home. Have a good weekend, everybody, and see you next week when we're going to talk about somebody who said that they see the dead. So, we got to wait to see what's going to happen on that show. Take care, everybody. Have a good evening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.